This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Sibanye Stillwater says, well, we know they have reduced their headcount by just over 11,000 people there. It's a 14% reduction, according to reports that were out today. But we did ask them to come and speak to us about it, really giving clarity to how, we got here, but also taking stock of the fact that we have been in a terrible commodities downturn. It's been terrible for the whole mining industry, whether you're a big player, small player. It really has put pressure on revenues as well as operations. And so on the line, I am joined by the Executive Vice President of Investor Relations and Corporate Affairs at Sibanye Stillwater, James Walstead. James, always a pleasure. Good evening.
Good evening, Alessandra, and good evening to your listeners.
James, just help us understand those numbers. We know that in a Section 189 process, some people are affected, some people are retrenched. It is quite a tricky one.
Yes, it is a bit complicated because actually, if you look at the release we put out, even though the workforce is reduced by over 11,000, as we said, as you mentioned, since 2021, the actual number of retrenched employees was only 966 of that 11,500. So those were impacted employees, but they weren't necessarily forced retrenchments by the company. And we actually managed to secure many more jobs through avoidance measures that we agreed with the unions and other affected stakeholders during Section 189 engagements.
Well, that said, James, just help us paint a picture here. I think, of course, we are speaking since 2021 here, but what we are speaking about also is just this current squeeze in terms of the commodity cycle. Just how bad has that been?
It's been pretty severe. I mean, since 2021, we've seen a sharp decline in most commodity prices, other than maybe gold, which has been, fulfilled its usual role as a store of value and a store against or a hedge against uncertainty. But the other commodity prices have fallen significantly, and particularly PGMs, which made up the bulk of our revenue and profits in the last couple of years, declined significantly in 2023. And as a result, our margins and our profitability has really shrunk from the heights of 2021.
With that said, I think many people would also want to know about, all the other interventions and initiatives that were put in place before, retrenchments were even considered.
Yeah, I mean, retrenchments and this kind of restructuring is not something we take lightly. We obviously are aware of the impact not only on our employees, but also communities and in the nation as a whole, where we've got significant levels of unemployment. So we're trying to avoid contributing to that problem. But, with these mines, particularly our gold mines, are quite mature. They've been operating for decades. And we've not only been facing pressure from revenue side, from lower commodity prices, but also quite significant cost pressures. A lot of them related to things like Eskom, the tariff increases, and obviously the disruptions, load curtailments, and other disruptions that we've experienced over the last decade. So there's a confluence of a lot of factors that have resulted in the profitability and the potential sustainability of these operations being threatened. And this was a necessary restructuring to take out losses, loss-making operations, in order to secure the futures of the profitable shafts and the many more employees that we still have in the South African region.
I also imagine that, of course, this will result in a leaner Sibanye, at least in Southern Africa. What does that look like for you, James?
So what we had to do, and that was the most recent restructuring that we announced, was because of some of the closures that managed to conclude over the last 3 years, the operational profile has reduced significantly. And what we had to do was then align the services components, such as your payroll, your procurement, et cetera, align that with the reduced operational footprint. And that is the most recent restructuring process that we've been through, and that's to ensure that we aren't carrying overheads that will threaten the costs and the future of these operations more than that they already are. So this was a necessary restructuring. We will have a much leaner South African region and structure and operating model, and we should be able to not only endure through this period of low prices, but also emerge on the other side in quite good shape and able to continue to deliver value to all our stakeholders in future.
I'd also like to find out then about, you know, where you think we are in the commodities cycle and if that is likely to look up a bit and really, I think, just cause better conditions for the sector and, of course, by extension, Sibanye.
It's difficult to say exactly, you know, when prices will turn. There are a lot of factors that impact the commodity prices. We are seeing signs, positive signs. I mean, in the copper, prices have increased substantially recently, and there are some signs that we're seeing improvements in many of the supply and demand drivers of prices. But, you know, there is still quite a lot of geopolitical risk, you know, the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and other areas in the world. And then obviously economic uncertainty, the U.S. with the interest rate cycle extending much further than people anticipated, and then also some potential uncertainty about the economic outlook for China. So there's a lot of factors that make the outlook uncertain, and that obviously reflects in lower prices. But on a fundamental basis, we are confident that we are well positioned in our the metals we produce. That's gold, PGMs, and then battery metals in future. And you know, we expect a recovery in prices possibly at the end of the year or into 2025.
Before I let you go, I'm also keen that you found out about just exploration here in South Africa, where you, of course, have had this legacy footprint, James, and, you know, where you are in terms of that. Is this even where you would like to remain? Of course, you have diversified geographically quite a bit.
So, I mean, we are a South African company, and our base is in South Africa, and we've got substantial long-life assets in South Africa. As I said, the PGM operations in South Africa have contributed probably 70-80% of our revenue and profits over the last couple of years. So they have been substantial part of the business and will continue going forward. We, in a period of low PGM prices, but as I said, the fundamental outlook is still good. So we are still investing in the future and trying to maintain our production and costs so that we are able to benefit from a recovery in prices. But we have started to diversify geographically. We're in the US, we're in Europe, in France, and in Finland, and in Australia, and then we've got other assets in other parts of the world. So what we're trying to do is really build a substantial business that is diversified geographically on a commodity basis and is able to thrive in any circumstances and deliver on our vision of you know, sharing superior value with all our stakeholders. So that's the aim, and that's where what we're working towards. So far, we've achieved a lot of success through that strategy.
Well, James, thank you so much for talking to us about this this evening. It's been a pleasure hearing from you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. That's James Wellsted, Executive Vice President of Investor Relations and Corporate Affairs out at Sibanye Stillwater. Helping us understand where we are in terms of those job losses. He's saying that, of course, only 966 of those actual retrenchments, forced retrenchments, that is. Of course, in other ways, people took their packages and then there was just a rejigging of positions there. All of this, I guess, is pointing to the fact that we are in this commodities downturn. And the big issue there is the fact that us as commodity producing countries, we're price takers. It means that the market tells us what they're willing to pay for what we get out the ground, and that's what they're willing to pay. It's just the way that it's worked for a long time. Of course, there's a whole philosophical debate that we can have about that, and even the fact that these mines are in private hands. But for now, though, it does mean that every time we see those commodity prices falling, it's going to result in mass job losses within South Africa's mining sector and the mining sector around the globe. But I think more specifically in South Africa, in fact, what we possibly need is more exploration. We need big mines to really look at exploration in South Africa, trying to tap into what we have left so that those who lose jobs at one mine can possibly recoup a job at another mine there. Because, of course, that's a skill that isn't always transferable. And it's also a mass employer here in South Africa.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.